In recent weeks, debates and protests over racial insensitivity have spread across college campuses nationwide. The latest university to take action is the country's oldest, Harvard. Yesterday, a Harvard dean said the college will no longer use the term housemaster to describe faculty members who live at and preside over Harvard's 12 undergraduate dormitories. Princeton did the same last month. Some students have called for changing the term, derived from British headmasters saying the word master is associated with slavery. There are also calls for changes at Harvard Law School. Some students there are taking issue with the school's crest, parts of which come from a coat of arms that belonged to a slave-owning family. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd visited Harvard's campus this morning and spoke with students. So, Peter, what did you hear?
Well, first of all, I met a third-year law student, A.J. Claiborne. We were standing essentially right on top of that seal. The seal is everywhere you go on campus, and I'll describe it for you. At the bottom, there are three bushels of wheat, and those bushels are on the royal family crest, the royal family, a wealthy family that helped establish the law school. And I asked Claiborne what it represents to him. He's part of the group Royal Must Fall.
To me, the seal symbolizes a slave owner, a man whose family was involved in the brutal torture and murder of 88 slaves in Antigua, and who sold slaves frequently up here in New England, including to the governor of Boston.
And what do you want the university to do about it?
We of RMF would like the Royal Must Fall, would like the seal to be changed to something that reflects the values of the school.
Well, what would be an acceptable alternative to you? Because there are some people who say changing the seal, while the family may have had a sordid past, could sanitize history, could essentially keep people from talking about this.
We're happy to open up the seal to the entire school so that anything that's acceptable would be great. We think that it doesn't sanitize history to get rid of the seal. It actually recognizes the brutal legacy of slavery and torture that the seal actually imports.